Don and Jess, and here we go.
People in life,
sing it if you know it.
They sometimes get dumber, making bad choices along the way. Thieves, stealing things, breaking laws, suing me,
suing you.
The only time you'll hear me singing ever.
This is not the kind of story you want to hear leading in to the holidays, but here we go. Lay it on them.
The authorities in Tennessee are getting some practice in the event that Santa gets high on meth on Christmas Eve.
Let's hope that doesn't happen. There's a small town in northern Tennessee called Tazewell, and they had a Christmas parade last Saturday featured Santa's train, which was apparently a motorized lawnmower pulling carts of children.
Oh, no.
Okay.
The witnesses noticed that Santa's train was driving erratically, and they called the police. The driver, a 40-year-old named Henry Mead, was unsteady on his feet, and he failed a field sobriety test.
Okay, so police found, are you ready? This is Henry the Santa, not the real Santa. Police found a syringe, meth, and several other drugs on Henry. He was taken into custody and charged with DUI, possession of methamphetamine, and other drug charges.
Oh my gosh, how about child endangerment?
Yeah,
my
that
goodness.
Too. Yeah.
No children were hurt, though, although it was probably a buzzkill to have the parade ruined by some meth head.
Yeah.
The mayor says it's not the town's fault. They didn't hire Henry, and the vendors are all independent contractors.
Well, glad that nobody was hurt. Glad they cuffed and stuffed Santa in the back of their police sleigh, and that he is not going to be a danger to himself or anyone else. I will say this. More than likely, Henry, the fake Santa, is on the real Santa's naughty list. And like I always say, and this even goes for Santa impersonators, that's why they call it dope.